So, it is a new year. So I say hello. Hello. Welcome to flight number 2021. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away now. Should we lose altitude under pressure during the flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayers will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you may assist other passengers. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. The captain, God, has now cleared us for takeoff. Destination, peace and bliss beyond comprehension. I love that. Author is unknown, but I owe that to Doreen Welty. She shared that with me yesterday, and I loved it. It's cute, right? I love the sentiment. If only it were that easy. Turning off self-destruction, putting away hurt, discouragement, negativity, no baggage allowed. Well, I could just ascend if I reach all of those heights. And we do, of course, know the power of prayer. Now, I want to say that I don't know about you. Have a feeling, but I don't know about you, but I've noticed an overwhelming mass tendency from a lot of people to want to throw out and discard the year 2020 as if it didn't happen. I have seen funny meme after funny meme. But have you noticed this? Has anybody else noticed this? You know, dismiss it. Poof. Just let it go like magic, as if we could. And I completely get it that there were plenty of moments where the pain of 2020 seemed to be too much to bear. But it's not like 2020 was the first time in our lives where it felt like the pain was too much. We made it through. We made it through. The calendar has flipped. Now, the problem with whiting out 2020 is simply that it did happen. It can't go away, nor should it go away. Even with all of its pain and disappointments, places I don't need to go to remind you, the uncomfortableness and all that came with it, we can either continue to call it bad or we can embrace it as part of our experience, because it is part of our experience. In reality, 2020 was a multifaceted teacher that imparted immeasurable wisdom. It was a teacher that imparted immeasurable wisdom. It ripped open the curtain that was hiding the wizard. It showed layer after layer of darkness that has always been lurking, that has still been lurking, just on the other side of light. You know, we live in such it's a time of division. We know that, of polarity. Every bit of this, everything that we have experienced is all leading us to love. It is teaching us to love. The division, the duality, the polarity. Here's the thing. They all exist at the same time. Light, dark. That's as simple a metaphor or an example as we have. Right now, it's dark in another part of the world. We have our seasons, hot, cold. What's interesting to me is that New Year's Eve or New Year's Day is always a time, it's always a measure of using this human construct of time and calendars as an opportunity to rethink, to reboot, to reset, to re-examine much more conscientiously than we knew. You know, to bring in a shift, to commit to a shift, a holy shift. Remember that? And I know that 2020 hindsight is a clever cliche. That is, I've seen it all over the place. I thought it was so clever a few weeks ago, because our theme for this year, for 2020, was seeing with 2020 vision. Well, we're seeing with 2020 vision. We're seeing with 2020 hindsight. The other day I was talking to Carlos. We had such a great conversation earlier in the week. And we were going back in time to when we first met. It was 1997, I believe, when Carlos and I met. We met through Paul. And we were just giggling and marveling at looking back at the dots in our lives that had to happen to connect us. Something we could have never envisioned, much like 2020. All the things that led to one thing and then another thing, and brought us to where we are. So today is our burning bowl ritual. Now, in the past 21, will this be our 22nd? I believe it's our 22nd burning bowl. We have burned things up with fire, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We have baptized things with water. Many times at Symphony Space, we used cosmic trash bags, and then we would bless them and shred them and sometimes keep them around and pray over the things that we used. And last year, for the first time, I loaded up everything. I gathered those cosmic trash bags that we all released last year at Symphony Space, put them in the trunk of my car, and up to the Hudson Valley to my friend's house, and did a ritual. A lot of you have seen it. Leo created such a wonderful little commercial that shows the part of that where I have this big garbage bag, and I really spent time blessing, doing a blessing ceremony to release those things. And still, 2020 happened. So this year will be a little bit different. As I said, I got to really put on my extra creative hat. So, okay, this is instruction time. Here's what you're going to need before we begin the process. Of course, you need paper, scrap paper, if you have it, writing paper, a pen, writing instrument of choice. So I hope that you've already got those present. If you have an envelope, I've been letting you know, if you have an envelope, have the envelope. If you don't have an envelope, hopefully you'll have some scotch tape. If you don't have scotch tape, maybe you have a piece of gum, something to seal it with after we have finished the end of our ritual. And I also want you to go right now, if you will, and get a small bowl or a medium-sized plate. I've got my bowl right here, ready to go. And it's all going to make sense later. So gather your things, your paper, your pen, your writing instrument, your envelope or scotch tape or gum, your bowl. And what we're going to do right now is a brief meditation to center ourselves in the present. And then when I say it's time, I'll let you know when it's time to come back. And you can do this centering process, our brief time of meditation, with your eyes open or closed, there will be a visual. So I invite you now to take a breath as we prepare for a burning bowl. Just allow everything, use the crackling sound of the fire to allow everything to melt away. Bring yourself to the still point. Allow your breathing to slow down. Exhale. Just breathe back and forth to the fire. If your eyes are closed, take in that beautiful crackling sound and imagine action that happens in fire. To really come fully present into this moment where Sarah shared earlier, we are in divine potential. We are recognizing that we are present. We are never alone. We turn to the divine within to discern how to best fulfill our potential. We know that we receive inspiration from the time that we do spend in prayer. And as we pray, as we breathe into this space, into this moment, we let go of any lingering thoughts that may be moving through, any doubts, insecurities. And we simply focus on the breath. Deep, deliberate breaths. Exhaling fully. And inhaling, allowing the rib cage, the abdomen to all fill up as if filling air into a balloon. Getting into an easy rhythm. And now I ask you, if your eyes are closed, to open your eyes and come back to this moment. Right here, right now, breathe it in. Open your eyes if they're closed. And we'll come back to this place of meditation in a little bit. Just keep those shoulders relaxed. Sitting up straight with that spine where everything can flow. And now take your scrap paper. Grab your pen, your pencil. And right now, write out anything and everything that comes to mind that you want to release. Just let it go without putting too much thought into it. Let it go as a stream of consciousness. Would like to release from your life thoughts, perhaps relationships, unforgiveness, whatever comes to mind, just write. Just write. Don't think too much. Just let it go. And during this process, in the background, we're going to bring in a little bit of the past into the present. Some of you might remember this time, if you've been around Unity of New York for a while, from Symphony Space. Just let go. And release and let go. In the silence, oh, my soul. I release and let go. I forgive every wrong as I sing this simple song. I forgive every wrong, oh my soul. Though these words are in your bulletin, I invite you to simply stay in this space and just listen. Listen from your heart. Wherever you are in the process, just come to a stopping point. And there's an idea that came to me today on how we can do this next step of this ritual. Years ago, there was a cruise, a trip that was a Unity of New York cruise. And I think there were about maybe 20 of us that went on this trip. And I was at the time in deep emotional turmoil. I was really going through a tough time. And I had to keep showing up. Isn't that what we do in life? We make it through. We show up. And I had a balcony. Paul and I were sharing a room on this trip, and we had a balcony. So it was really nice. And we kept hearing all the rules of the boat. Never, ever throw anything overboard. Well, I'm coming clean right now. Because what I did, I decided that in this emotional turmoil, and I love the power of water. I love the power of water. I must have been a merman in another life. So I decided to do this ritual, so going right now, where I wrote what I wanted to release from my life. I knew that was the first thing, to create that vacuum, that empty vessel, to merge that pain, somehow merge the pain I was feeling with that water. So I decided what I would do. At midnight, I would take everything that I wrote, and I'm outside on the deck, I'm looking for the cameras on the boat, and I decided to tear everything into little teeny tiny tiny pieces. I call them chiclet pieces. Remember, I think chiclet was gum, but just little tiny tiny pieces. And I tell you, it was very cleansing. Was it a magic wand to undo the emotion that I felt? No, it wasn't. But it was part of the process, and it was beautiful. And I had friends on that cruise that I was with that were, oh my gosh, think of taking a cruise with Kathy Grant or Fran Correa, or there were so many others. So what we're going to do today, now granted, I used a great big bowl of water, and I've already talked about how much the power of water means to me. Even though we have the burning bowl in the background, we are not going to burn this up. We are going to use the element of water. Okay, but what I want you to do first is take what you wrote and take your bowl or a plate or a dish, whatever you have, and tear that stuff up into little tiny chiclet sized pieces. I want you to go through the process. If you're able to use your hands, I highly recommend using your hands. If you need to use scissors, if you want to cut it up into tiny, 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 tiny pieces with scissors, and you have scissors, go get your scissors. But really, tear it up very intentionally, thinking about the releasing process of letting this go. Okay, so while you're doing the process, are you back with your scissors if you needed them? Put them in your bowl. And while you're tearing and you're cutting, either or aloud, just continue to think or say, thank you. Thank you to these teachers, these lessons, these blessings that have brought so much into your life.
But in our dark
Satan's tower, it's hard to understand. So we start to question, start to doubt. We lose faith in what life's all about. Why did the right road take the wrong turn? Why did our heart break? Why'd we get burned? Just like the seasons, there are reasons for the path we take. There are no mistakes, just lessons to be. Don't give up, keep on looking deep inside. Let your heartbeat be your guide. For there's a gift for those who keep believing. You'll find what you've been needing is right before your eyes. You'll hold the answer in your hand, and then you'll know, you'll finally understand. Why did the right road take the wrong turn? Why did our heart break? Why did we get burned? Just like the seasons, there are reasons for the path we take. There are no mistakes, just lessons to be. Is loving yourself through it all. Why did the right road take the wrong turn? Why did our heart break? Why'd we get burned? Just like the season, there are reasons for the path we take. There are no mistakes, just lessons, lessons to be Hopefully that was enough time for you to create your chiclets. If you feel incomplete with that process, you can continue it, of course, later at any time. Just no fire in your apartment. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to bless the contents of your bowl, your plate. Just hold your hand over this. Give thanks. Continue that gratitude for these blessings, these lessons, this wisdom that has been imparted to you because of these things. Now, it's very interesting. As we're doing this process, I'm thinking back to, and I speak for myself, and I know if I'm speaking for myself, I'm speaking for many of you. How many times, if you've done this ritual before, you find yourself releasing the same stuff year after year? And instead of making ourselves wrong for that, like it's been some kind of failure, I like to see it as the layers of the onion, because I know that I continue to unfold and advance and expand in consciousness, because that is my intention. And I think just the fact that we're all here together right now, I believe it's a mutual intention. Now, as just a little bit of a some of you know my love of college football. I am the old ESPN commercials where I love my college football team, the Florida Gators. Maybe a few of you know that right now, even in this 2020 football season that has been so different as everything has, right now we are still in the middle of bowl season. Well, we're near the end of bowl season. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you've probably heard of the Peach Bowl or the Orange Bowl or the Fiesta Bowl or the Rose Bowl. Who has not heard of the Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl? Well, today, to keep this tradition of college football bowl season going, we are going to go to the Toilet Bowl. Again, water. So if you followed instructions and you're up to speed, you should be releasing little teeny tiny pieces of paper into the toilet. Now, if you didn't follow instructions and you wanted to skip a step and just wad up a piece of paper, I do not recommend throwing your paper into your toilet, because odds are it will clog your toilet, causing it to overflow, and then you'll have one more thing to write about releasing into the toilet once you've torn it up. So what I want you to do right now is take this. We are blessing it. We are thanking it. Hallelujah. When you are finished with this part of the ritual, go forth now to your bathroom. Go ahead. Go now. And then come back. And we're going to get still for another minute before we go into the final part of our ritual of writing our letters. So go forth to the toilet. Hopefully that was enough time for you. So now it is time to move into our letter to God, or letter to love. If it feels more right to write a letter to love, or a letter to spirit, a letter to the divine, use what works for you. And here's the important thing to remember about the letters that we write. It's not about the letter coming true, like it's a magic incantation, that if it hasn't happened, that you've failed in some way. It's about the intention, the willingness, the openness that you are expressing in the process of writing the letter. I posted something the other day that Joseph Campbell said, that we must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. And could there have been a better year, a better teacher to prepare us and give us practice on how to do this? So, in your letter to God, your letter to love, here are the instructions. I want you to date it 12/31/21, the last day of this year, December 31st, 2021. And then, dear God, dear love, gratitude for the past year of 2021. Again, this is from the end of the year looking back. The blood, the manifestations, the whatever, get as specific as you want and leave room for God. Leave room for love. Leave room for the divine. And then sign your letter when you are done at the bottom. And then when you're finished with your letter, put it in your envelope. And if you don't have an envelope, fold it up like a letter and tape it shut or glue it shut. And then if you're finished, just take a breath and be still for a moment until we move to the final part of our ritual, our ceremony. So right now, I know some of you have already begun. Take a breath, exhale, and just let the words move from your heart, down your arm, through your hand, and begin to write. And I'll let you know when it's time to move on to the next part. Begin now. If you need more time, you can finish later. But hopefully you'll be able to follow these instructions now. After you have sealed up your letter, write it to yourself. There's no need to address it. Just write it to yourself. Put your name on the letter. And here's what we're going to do with the letter. I want you to think of a place that you're not likely to look at or go to a lot in your home. For some of you, that may be your Bible or a sacred place. But what I want you to do is think of a place. And this is where you're going to put your letter. Now, here's the important second part of this. I want you to write in your calendar, whether you use a Google calendar, something online, or you have to write it on a piece of paper now to put in later. Write down on the date 12/31/21 where you put your letter. And you're going to go and get your letter on December 31st, 2021. And that is going to be your letter to God this year, your letter to love, your letter to the divine, your letter to infinite possibility. So go now, if you have thought of where to place your letter, in a safe, sacred place, in a Bible or a book that you've been intending to read for the last 10 years. And then come back after you do that, or you may want to have some more time to meditate on that. But I want us to come back together right now. Even if you're still looking for a place, hopefully you can still hear the sound of my voice. And today we're going to keep giving thanks because we are blessed. And so right now, I say that together declare hallelujah and amen to this process as we move forward into the new year. This blank slate that we call 2021. Here's the subtitle for today's talk, today's theme. Some of you may have read it. 2020 hindsight, kiss in 2021. Now, Leo, the creative, fabulous Leo, has made us a visual. I believe it's in 12 step that there is an acronym that is used for KISS. Our acronym we are going to take into this year is Keep It Super Simple. Keep It Super Simple. Keep It Super Simple. Write it down or take a picture of this with your camera. And here is the brief instructional tutorial on how we're going to keep it super simple in 2021. Whenever you get flustered or you notice your shoulders moving up into your ears, you're holding your breath, stop. Exhale fully and completely, and then inhale fully and completely, and repeat as often as needed and necessary. Take a picture of this, write it down. These are your instructions to take in to 2021. Keep it super simple. Stop. Exhale fully. Inhale completely. And repeat as often as needed. And here is Leo in an encore performance to lift us up and move us ahead in hope for what is to come.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. make them cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come through, coming to me. Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-headed cat. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight.